County Commissioner Carl Hankinson. So, a big day for Bispham.
A huge day for them. I mean, it's a milestone, isn't it? When you can refurb a building that they had that was tired, and then they've had the support to be able to open this, it's wonderful.
Now, the background story to this is quite interesting, isn't it? How did the money come about?
So, the bequest was from a lady called Gloria Eastwood, and her brother was a member of this scout group when he was a young man, before he went to the war. And then he was involved when he came back from the war as well. And Gloria was a spinster, and she decided to bequest her entire estate to the betterment of this scout group because of the impact it had on her her brother, which was wonderful.
What was the reaction then from people here at First Bispham when they realised they'd stumbled across this amount of money?
Shock and sadness. I mean, shock because it was an amount of money that they could only dream of, and sadness as well because they never knew Gloria. And they just wish, really, that in her lifetime they would have known her, and then they could have involved her in the group and she could have had more happiness from it. And therefore the sense of responsibility that you make sure that you use this money as best as you possibly can.
So when the money arrived, was it specifically to rebuild the headquarters, or was that a decision that was made later?
Completely later. It was left for the scout group to decide how they wanted to use the money. Timing, fate, whatever it may well be, because, of course, they were struggling with the building they had. It was tired, it was falling into disrepair, and the lack to be able to achieve changing it wasn't having the motivation, it was having the resources. So they decided that the best thing they could do to secure the future of the scout group would be to rebuild this building.
And, of course, it's only about 40-odd years old in itself, isn't it? But it's a whole new look and a new floor.
New floor, new look, bigger. And I think as well that it will make sure that not only scouts and guides can use it, but of course it's almost a community centre operated by scouts and guides, but lots of other organisations will want to use this. And we're short of many of these facilities here in Blackpool. So I think that it will also help scouts do more for the community as well.